We're so thankful for the Holy Ghost. We're so thankful for this beautiful atmosphere. And to worship together as brothers and sisters and family in Christ, it's just fun. Peace, right?
Peace.
Good to see you, little peace. Wow. Wow. So the breath of God is already here. It's firmly established. Just breathe it in. Wow. Wow. He just makes all the difference, that Holy Ghost. So I welcome you. I thank you for coming out tonight. I know it's a sacrifice. Everybody has to make arrangements. This is the time of day when you want to be done and not starting something new. I understand that. And so I really believe that God will bless you because you are hungry. And I know that you are here because you are hungry. You want more of Him. He's moving in new ways. He's doing things that are different. And that's a lot of what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about technology. And you're going to understand what that means as I get into it. But right now, Father, we just thank you. We thank you because you are our provider. You are the great one, the great God above all other gods. Father, all of the earth is in your hands, Lord. You set eternity in place. All of the nations are yours, Lord God. Father, you've spoken over the times and the seasons, and they will be what you say that they will be in the end. And we know that, Lord. We believe you. So, Father, we just trust in you, and we don't lean on our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we're going to acknowledge you tonight. And, Lord, we throw off the limitations, Lord, whether they're known limitations or unknown limitations that would hem us in from the new things that you are doing, the new ways that you are moving, anything that would keep us from partnering fully with you. So we welcome you, Holy Ghost. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to lead us into all truth. And we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I know some more people will be joining us as we get going, but I'm going to get going right here on time because I'm going to stop on time too. And I've got the whole time filled up with Holy Ghost. So if you're ready for that, and I know you are, I was laughing as I was bringing my posters tonight because I thought, how low tech can you get, right? But it still works. And so I actually could make slides, you know, and on the computer, but then I have to have a lot of tech support. So this was just the easier way to accomplish it. So I just hope that you allow me to have my little poster boards. I'll scoot it up so hopefully you can see it better. So this is the one from last week. So we talked about that this is a time that you want to, actually you always want to, it's always the time to live in the sound of God, that there's a vibration, that there's a frequency from heaven, there's always a frequency from heaven, and you want to be in that frequency. And everything that the devil does with the wisdom of the world, the ways of the world, powers and principalities, is to get you to listen to a different frequency so that you will align yourself to a different frequency, or at best it will cause confusion in your heart and it just causes you to shut down. But the Lord has made it so that we have ears to hear. He says in the Bible, he assures us that we will hear his voice, we will follow after him, and another we will not follow. Now, I don't know about you, but that gives me a lot of confidence. I mean, a heck of a lot of confidence. Sometimes I find it easy to hear God. Sometimes I find it really difficult to hear God. And I find that comes and goes. And sometimes I can see that maybe I'm doing some things that impact that. And other times I'm not. You know, it's just there's a lot of frequencies in the atmosphere. You know, I think that in today's verbs or today's wordage, or however, right over the right word is there, that we would say there's a lot of chatter. You know, so the atmosphere can be choppy. That can keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. There can just be a lot of things going on in your personal life, in your family, at work, whatever. And that can just be a distraction. But regardless, the frequency is always there. It's always there. And since Christ is in us, it's always here. Even if we can't feel it, even if we can't hear it, that resonating vibration is in us because Christ is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us, and He will lead us into all truth. And of course, one of the best ways to go deeper in the frequency of heaven, the sound of heaven, or to refine the voice of God, whichever case it may be, is to worship. Is just to worship, to let go of the cares and let go of your frustration, let go of you even just kind of beating yourself up because you know you can hear the voice of God, but today it's just really hard. So don't do those things. God, because God says, I have grace. Now I kind of covered it up, but I put it here because we do everything by grace. We don't do it because we became so super skilled at it. We don't do it because we're smart or for any other reason. We do what we do through Christ, in Christ, by the grace of God, His divine enablement, because Christ is in us. He made us a new creation so that the old is gone and that the new has come. And He says that He'll stay with us and work it out to completion. I mean, that's what the Word says. Those are His promises. And you want to stay in the joy of His presence. You want to stay in joy. Joy is a choice. And so you want to stay in joy because otherwise you lose your strength. And when you lose your strength, you can't lay a hold of courage. You can't lay a hold of creativity. You can't lay a hold of whatever it is that you need to even do the normal everyday things in life, much less doing the things that you would partner with God to do. And so joy is critical. And the reason I put that there for tonight is because it's critical in the time that we're in right now. Yes. You know, yes. I've become where I'm just kind of, I don't watch the news on the media outlets, but I get different news sent to my phone. And so I just kind of scroll through the headlines and I think, oh my golly, if I read all this, I would be torn from, you know, left to right, as far as east as from west. I mean, there's so much confusion, so much chaos. And when you stay in the sound of heaven, you're above that, because then you're connecting with that place where we are seated, because we're seated next to Christ in the heavenly realms far above. So that's kind of our recapture of last week, so that we can go further with it this week, because what we're really going to do is drill down in technology, and I'm going to explain to you what I mean by technology, because it's just the word that they're using. So I'm trying to use the right buzzword so that when you read it in other prophetic words, or you hear other people talking about it, you hear messages about it, you know, everybody's using the same word. And it even tells us in the Bible that when we come into new times, the Holy Spirit will even give us new language. So that doesn't really come from the world. That really comes from God. He gives us new language in new times because we need new understanding. So if you go with the same old words that have the same old definitions, it's hard to distinguish sometimes between the technologies of what to do. So I'm going to explain technology this way, because most of you here have had prophetic training through the years. And one of the prophetic trainings that we did here many times at Harvest Christian Church, it's still a very, very good training, is ministering spiritual gifts, where the technology there was that you would have a 20 or 30 minute teaching, and then they would break the teaching, you would pray in the spirit, and then you would activate that portion that you were just taught in the prophetic, and by faith you would just step into it. And I remember, I think we all had the same feelings in the beginning of that technology, that in the Bible it says we can all prophesy, but when we started to exercise that technology, for many people, myself included, it was very uncomfortable. And the one reason it was uncomfortable for me was, it's like, is this respectful to God? Can I really say, you know, first person things, you know, do a prophetic word, and as if it was the voice of God. And so stepping into that new technology was awkward and weird, and I wasn't even really sure that it was okay. I had to work that out in my spirit. I had to keep going over the scriptures until I knew that was what God wanted us to do. So there was a way we stepped into it. We did training. I mean, Bill Hammond is not the only one who set training out there, but that's just the one that in this church we followed the most. But there's new training today for new technology. So that was technology for then, when God was bringing us into a place that we could all prophesy, and we can. And we have an amazing church in terms of people that can prophesy. I mean, most of the congregation can prophesy. They may not always want to, but they are able, because they know how. They know the technology. They know that they can step into that knobby flow, you know, that they can just by faith allow the Holy Spirit to bubble up on the inside and start to speak those words. Or maybe they see a picture, so they start to speak out of that. Or maybe they just have a knowing and they start to speak out of that. So there's technologies that we've learned along the way, is what I'm trying to point out. And it's funny, I remember when we started learning the technologies of prophesying, that what was used to explain that what we were doing to release the technology of prophetic is that they would use Billy Graham. And they say it was used as an example. He would activate people in salvation, you know, and he would just say, "Pray after me." And they would. And they would get saved. And so this is just a new time. It's not that we still don't pray the prayer of salvation. It's not that we're not prophesying. But what this is focused on is new technology. Now, tonight I'm going to focus mostly on the supernatural. Next week I'm going to focus mostly on the prophetic. And so, just so you know, I'm not leaving the prophetic out. But there's not too much tonight that we're going to talk about in the prophetic. But next week it'll be heavy on the prophetic. Tonight is more about the supernatural. And so, first of all, in the supernatural, that's where you hear the sound. You know, there's a sound. There's always been a sound. It started in Genesis 1:1 when God said, "Let there be light." It was a sound that broke forth. The sound came before the light came. And so there's always a sound that must go forth, and that sound comes out of the supernatural. It doesn't rise up from the natural. It comes out of the supernatural. And that's why God's given us ears to hear in the spirit, to hear his voice. That's why when you want to hear from God, you're not trying to hear a voice out here. But what you want to do is you want to turn inward and you want to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit that's speaking to and through your spirit, so that then you hear. You know, so it's a turning in, instead of you're not like inclining your ear like this out here to hear God. He does speak audibly sometimes. You know, that's recorded in scripture. I've heard him audibly once, and I don't think it's real common to hear him audibly in the natural. If it is, you know, if somebody experiences that a lot, then that's great. But mostly we hear him through the Spirit inside of us, through the Spirit of Christ, through the Holy Spirit in us. And so it's a turning in that you want to hear the Holy Spirit. It's not a trying to hear him from up in his throne room in heaven. He releases the sound, the frequency from heaven, but we hear it in here. Does that make sense? And so I remember one time, I don't remember who was here doing a prophetic training, but whoever it was, this always really impressed me, because sometimes you can get so used to praying in the spirit that it's not really drawing anything out in the spirit. And so what they taught us to do was to put our hand on our spirit, and you could feel it. You could feel the difference when you were just praying out of the spirit, out of a routine, because you'd become so good at it, or to whether you were really drawing out of the spirit. Well, it's kind of the same with the supernatural. You're gonna feel it, you're gonna experience it in your spirit. And so if you want to discern between the natural and the supernatural, one of the ways in the beginning is to put your hand on your spirit and see if that's where it's coming from. And we're going to activate in this later, so it may not all make sense yet, but it will. It will. So, new poster. Like I said, last week it didn't even occur to me how funny it was that I had posters, but this week it did. So, I just got a good laugh out of it. And I'm not a good poster drawer, but the reason I do this is because God speaks to me in pictures. And so if I have the picture up there, you know, I can explain it a lot better, in all honesty. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're going to go over Revelation 4:1, where I just did some key phrases here, but I'll read you the verse because I did print them out here. So Revelation 4:1 says, after this is John's, he said, after this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. And so there's a place right now, where we're at right now, in God's timeline, where God has opened doors. There's been many prophetic words that says God, you know, there's open doors in front of you. And part of those open doors is into the supernatural, into new technology, because God's moving in new ways. I mean, his truths are his truths, and they don't change. But what he emphasizes and how he does it does change. And so we want to be upgraded in technology. So that's what this is about. But before I go forward, I have to point out one thing. Before we go forward with Revelation 4:1, is in Revelation 1:10, John says, on the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. And then it goes on to talk about the seven churches and that. But the point here is that on the Lord's day, he was in the Spirit. And so it's in this place of being in the Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, knowing Holy Spirit, having intimacy with Holy Spirit. It's Holy Spirit, you know, multiplied and shake down and bubbling over. This is all about going to a deeper place in the Holy Spirit and believing. Just believing. You do a lot of things by faith, and then you see the confirmations play out. And so then that encourages you in the Spirit. But the really cool thing is John was in the Spirit, and he gets this whole thing about the seven churches, and he sees Jesus, and he's dancing among the candlesticks and all of that. And then in chapter 4, a door opens. And so he was already in the Spirit. Here's what I want to emphasize. He's already in the Spirit. And the Lord says, okay, you're already in the Spirit. Now I'm going to take you to a higher place in the Spirit. See this open door? Come on up here. So you can be in the Spirit. And God just comes with an open door and says, there is more. Well, we do a lot of more. I mean, I'm sure in worship and in preaching that there are times that you felt a new wave of the Spirit coming. Well, this isn't just for church time. This can also be in the time that you have your time with the Lord, that there's a place where he goes, I've got more. Come up here. I want to show you some things. And so this is what we see that the Holy Spirit is saying to John, because he said, come up here. I'm going to show you some things. So I'm going to go back here to the proper wording. And so there was a door standing open. So this is my open door. And if you remember from last week, there were two kind of pillars that I felt the Holy Spirit told me that we were building on in this time to come into this new technology. One of the pillars being union with Christ. You're not going to go here. You're not going to do this without being united with Christ. And then the second pillar was love. God's not going to let you in without love, because everything that we release is just going to be like a hollow sounding cymbal and have no substance to it if it doesn't come with and the frequency of God's love come through it. And then it'll be productive. So those are our two pillars. And then the threshold piece is faith. You just got to step in by faith, just like you did when you learned to prophesy. You just thought, well, I think I heard a word. So I'll just tell you, because you're just here with as my partner, and it's, so it's not too embarrassing. You know, I'm not standing up with a microphone. I'm just going to whisper it to you, who is my friend that I know, and you're going to have to whisper back to me, so it'll be the same, right? And so, but there still takes a place of faith where you have to step in. You got to step in. You have to choose. You have to make a choice. Continually, God sets before us opportunities to make a choice for more. And he loves us the same, whether we choose it or not. But when we choose more, there's so much more. I mean, there's so much more. When you go through that door, it's like, whoa, you know, it's way more than you could have imagined before you went through that door. Has God ever done anything in your life where it was less than what you thought? You know, he's the God that is abundantly more. That's Zoe life. You know, it's the abundant life. It's more than we can think or speak or talk or imagine. It's more because he's the all in all. He's everything. He's the fullness. And so even if we have big dreams that he's given us and a great drive where we can push ourselves forward by our own motivation, which is something he put in our DNA so that we could do that. It was something we needed to be able to do. If you're one of those kind of people, that's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's just what God gave you, so you needed it. And so even if you can do all of those things, you can't get there without the Holy Spirit. You can't get there without faith, without believing and trusting, laying hold of by faith, apprehending, taking it in by faith. And acting on it by faith. So we're gonna go through this door, as it says in Revelation 4:1, united in Christ with a frequency of love that comes from the Father in heaven. And we're gonna do this by faith. And it might feel awkward. I think about John. Do you think he felt awkward? I think he did. I think people are people. And so if there was any part of him that was not totally scooped up and absorbed by the Spirit, it felt awkward. Like, sometimes God can be speaking to you, but in your mind, you can think, well, what does this mean? Or this is weird, or where's this going to go? You know, those kinds of things. So I figure John was just like every other people I know. And so he probably has some awkwardness, and he has some questions, and he has some natural feelings here and there through the whole thing, because people are people. And that just holds true through the ages. So I've got some scriptures here that I want to go over, and then we're going to actually do an activation where we use this new technology. That's what tonight's really all about, is to see the new technology in a way that you can step into it and then to exercise it. Now, don't make this into some kind of recipe that this is the only way that you can apprehend the supernatural realms, because you know God's just not like that. He's not a recipe God. He always wants us to have faith. He always wants us to hear. He always wants us to follow. He always gives us ordered steps. And so, but this is a way you can activate it, just like in the last season when we learned to prophesy. You could be at home or in your car or wherever, and you could stir yourself to prophesy. Because we can always prophesy. Well, God is saying you can always step into the supernatural and apprehend it. And in the supernatural, there is a whole lot of stuff that God has given us access to. And we will be talking about that stuff, because it's things like miracles. You know, miracles released. And we want to see that. We may need them ourselves. We have family members or we know people that need miracles. And so we want to be able to be somebody that can apprehend and release miracles, because we understand the supernatural. We're not intimidated by it. We're not afraid of it. So we can go inlay and lay hold of it by the Spirit and release it as part of the river that bursts from our belly, just like the prophetic. And since we're a prophetic people, I'll probably reference that a lot. So I want to read some other scriptures here. Because when we go to our activation, just to give you a little peek, a preview ahead of time, we're going to go into the realm of victory. There is a realm of victory. There are many realms. You know, there are many, many realms. I'm not going to start listing them. But tonight, we're going to go into the realm of victory. And we are going to apprehend victory, the supernatural dimension of victory. Now, I'm going to give you some scriptures to build up your faith before we go there. Before we start into the technology, I just want to release some scriptures because the Bible tells us that to rehearse the promises of God, to think on them, to meditate on them, to speak them to ourselves, it stirs our faith. And so we want to stir our faith before we go there, or, you know, not much will come out. So we have to kind of prepare our hearts, prepare our spirits, so that we can step through this door and come in. And doesn't it sound good to see the realm of victory? God wants us to see it. He wants us to see it with our spirit eyes. He wants us to hear the sounds in victory with our spirit ears. He wants us to absorb the dominion that is part of victory. You know that God has all dominion. You know, there's lots of verses in the Bible that tells you that he has dominion. Well, there is no dominion without victory. You know, he is the victor. Jesus defeated the enemy, and so victory is his. You know, we sing an old song a long time ago that I don't remember the name of, but I remember there was a phrase in there that death couldn't keep him down. You know, death couldn't keep Jesus down because he had victory. And he achieved victory through the cross, a victory that then is a big part of our new creation life. And so God's opening that door tonight for us to go in there and see it, hear it, smell it, experience it. And I think that's exciting because I know lots of places to apply victory, just like I know places to prophesy into. You know, I've got a granddaughter that's having surgery on Monday, and it's a weirdo kind of thing she's going to have this surgery for. Well, I'm already prophesying for the success of that surgery. I'm prophesying over the doctors and the nurses, and this is in another state. So, you know, as a grandmother, I'm not going to get to be there, but in the spirit, I can be there. And so already I've been speaking those things in there. Well, God is showing us now realms of glory, one of them being tonight we're going to look into the realm of victory so that I can lay hold of the promise of what has been accomplished by the cross in the supernatural realm and apply it right to that foot where she's getting surgery. And it's real. It's real. It's not mind over matter. That's world ways. It is the supernatural substance of God's words, his promises, and what he's accomplished. And that the earth is his and everything in it and all who are in it. And I could just go down a long tangent there. I don't have time to go down that long tangent, but I have at home. I have been rehearsing this at home. The Holy Spirit has spoken to me through the whole Bible, I think. Scriptures, some of them that I hadn't remembered and I don't even know when, but just scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture that ties into the victory realm. What a big realm it is. What a huge place victory is, and it's already secured. And that's one of the things that the devil tries to get us off of our footing the most is that we will question or doubt the security of what has already been accomplished by Jesus Christ and by the Father and by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we have that vulnerability. That's what, if you read through the Bible, that's where everybody messed up, if you will, is they didn't believe God. And they didn't believe God because they couldn't wrap their mind around it. They couldn't wrap their heart around it. They couldn't wrap their spirit around it, or whatever it was, they couldn't wrap it around. So part of the purpose of this whole 4-week training is to get our spirit mind and then our natural mind in a place where it can start to wrap around the supernatural realm, because God wants us to start apprehending the supernatural realm and take on a hold of it, accessing it and applying it. Now, it's always been there to do that, and God has always done that, but he's going to do it in a big way, just like there was always prophecy, but you didn't hardly ever hear about it. And then there was an army of prophesiers. So now there's going to be an army of people who know how to apprehend the supernatural and release it. And they're not afraid of it. And they're not, they've pushed past the place of awkwardness so that they can lay hold of it and release it. And you know what? You want to know what's going to happen? It's going to change everything. It's going to literally change everything. And that's what we're going to talk about in a big way next week, where the prophetic is going to come in a big way. But this week, we're going to talk about the part of laying a hold of the supernatural and bringing it in and applying it. So we are going to look into the realm of victory, which is already done. It is done. The heavens and the earth are God's. Everything under the earth, all of the universes, all of the star expanses, all of deep space that we can't see, all of the other planets, and whether there's anything on them or not, it's all his, regardless of whether, you know, if there's anything on them or there's not anything on them. I don't really know. I just know it's his. And so that is secure. It is secure. It is not in jeopardy, which that is the frequency that the devil continues to blast at our natural ears all the time, that whatever God has said secure is not secure. Isn't that what the devil told Eve? Oh, that's not really what God said. That's not really what God meant. You can have fruit from that tree. Doesn't that look good? Then you're going to be as smart as God. You'll be just like God when you do that. And so the devil always has a perverted frequency that you will hear with your natural ear, and you will have to squash that frequency with the frequency of the truth. So, okay. You ready to get your faith built up so we can step through this door into the victory realm? That's where we're going. So I'm going to read you some scriptures. Romans 1:17 in the Passion says, "This gospel unveils a continual revelation of God's righteousness, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe. And it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith." This is what the scripture means when it says we are right with God through life-giving faith. So I picked this out of the translation because one of the key words that's been prophesied, plus you can feel it. You can feel it. In fact, somebody from Harvest called me a couple of days ago because they'd had a dream, and in the dream they kept seeing explosions, and they were frightened by it, and they didn't know what to think about it. So they called me to ask me, what did I think? Well, immediately I said, it's just your sleep and your spirit is connecting with the supernatural realm, with what's happening in the supernatural realm. This doesn't mean anything negative. You know, be encouraged. Your spirit is hearing the Holy Spirit and experiencing God while you sleep. And so there is a place of explosiveness in the supernatural realm that's going on right now. And there's a place in our faith that when we hear and when we touch that place that where God is speaking, and we come into the place of his frequency that's being released from heaven, that there's an explosiveness inside of our spirit that then causes our faith to soar. just to soar, because we may not be able to explain anything, and it doesn't matter. You don't have to be able to explain anything. Trust me, I've worked hard to get some kind of words to try to explain this the best that I can to you all, and I'm just trusting the Holy Spirit that He's taken these words and making it so it's understandable for you, because I've heard nobody teach on this. So this is all like first. And that's a lot of times how God uses me. He makes me make the commitment, and then I have to go and I do the back work to like, what is that? How am I going to do that? What does that look like? What does that sound like? Because that's how God works with me. Because I'm a prophet. That's not an unusual way for a prophet to work. It's like He gives you the word, so you blast it out there, because that's what prophets do. Then He goes, now I want you to really lay hold of this, understand it, get language, and teach it. Okay. So nobody's further out on the plank than I am. So just so you know that, you can feel sorry for me or whatever, but there's a place of explosive faith. That's the point. There's a place where you know, it says, there's a place, now I can't remember if it's this scripture or a different scripture, maybe I'm sure Pastor remembers, but I know it's there, and I know you know it's there, that we go from faith to faith. And so the reason I picked this scripture is because there's a place where God wants us to go from ordinary faith to explosive faith. And so coming into the realm of the supernatural is going to bring us into a place of explosive faith, and it's going to cause us to elevate in our authority, in our obedience, in whatever our assignment is. It's going to cause us to ramp up and be supernaturally productive because of this explosive faith as you come into connection with this. So I'll just go ahead and tell you this, because if I don't tell you, I'm not going to be able to get it out of my hearing. So I've not been sleeping well at night, because the Holy Spirit's been coming in and bugging me. Does the Holy Spirit just ever bug you? You know, He won't let you sleep. So, you know, when it gets really bad like that, I go in a different room and sleep, so at least Don can sleep. So I don't know how many nights, you know, sometime in the middle of the night, I get up and go into the guest room. So I'm in the guest room, and I'm in there, and I'm laying there, and I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. What, you know, I don't know. And I'd seen this same scene like 3 times, but it was just such a quick glimpse that I didn't really, other than saying I saw it, I didn't really know what to do with it. And so I was kind of having this conversation with the Holy Spirit about this. It's like, well, I still don't know anything. Yeah, I saw this. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it 3 times. But I still don't know anything. And so it was kind of you don't realize you're complaining sometimes until the Holy Spirit points it out. I didn't think I was complaining, but then the Holy Spirit says, well, at least you're seeing. I thought, oh, yeah. And as soon as He said that, as soon as the Holy Spirit said that to my spirit, I saw just the corner of the Father's mouth, and I saw it go up in a big smile. And I knew He was happy with me. I want you to know, my faith exploded. So I'm giving you a very real practical example that happened to me. Actually, it was this morning, you know, in the night, but this morning night. And my faith exploded. I thought, I did. I saw it. I know it was supernatural, but I couldn't interpret it. I didn't know what to do with it. But God smiled because I saw it. So I'm progressing. So if I went that far, I can go further. Wow. So I'm excited. 2 Corinthians 3:16 through 18. This is building our faith about the victory realm, coming off of my little story, my little rabbit trail. So it says, but when anyone turns to the Lord and the veil is taken away, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with an ever-increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And I put this in here because what you have to do first to go into this new place, this new technology, this new, I don't care what your experiences have been or what your faith level is in the spirit, in the supernatural, God's going to take you much further than where you've been. I don't care if you're on the itsy bitsy entrance or if you're 10 miles in, he's going to take you further. And so the first thing you have to do is turn your face towards it. You can't turn your face away. But you got to turn your face towards it. You got to turn your face towards the supernatural. You got to turn your face to the place where you read about miracles. You read through the times when Jesus was on the earth and how he healed everybody who was sick. Or you read about in Acts 2 or Acts 3 where Peter and John are walking and they come across the crippled man who thinks that he's begging and he wants money. And they say, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, what did they have? The supernatural. They knew the supernatural power of God. So they said, what I have, I'll give to you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Get up and walk. And everything that I've read of by the people who write commentaries, by the words that are there, says that basically they pulled the man up. And as they were pulling him up, his ankles went, and he could walk. And then Peter, we all know these stories, but they have new meaning, new revelation, new application right now because of the doors that God is opening in the spirit realm. And he's saying, come up here. I've opened some doors and I've got something for you. There's some things I'm going to put in you. I'm going to activate in you. And you're going to start to move through these things. And you're going to see change. You're going to see change just like that man with the crippled legs that had been there for decades had, he wasn't even expecting a change. He was expecting change, you know, this kind of change. He wasn't expecting a change in his bones. But they had a hold of the supernatural through Jesus Christ, not through some occult spirit. Remember, the occult does mess with the supernatural, which in a lot of times has messed up the church because they just decide we don't want to make a mistake, so we're just going to put all that over there and we're not touching it and we'll just not do that. And so, but the Father is saying, you can't, that we need that right now. I need you to apprehend it. I need you to move with it. I need you to release it because you, body of Christ, are my ecclesia. You are my hands and my feet and my voice in the earth. And he's doing a whole new thing in the earth. And we're going to go into that in a big way next week. But this week is just about the door and going through the door. And then Peter would come out from ministering, he would come out from the temple and people would line up in the streets so his shadow would fall across them and they would get healed. How did that happen? Because he was so in, I've already put the other one down, but let me put it back up. He was so in the frequency that when his shadow was cast on the sidewalk, whatever kind of thing that they walked on, that there was so much substance of the supernatural, miraculous dimension of Jesus Christ that he didn't even lay hands on them. They were healed. Don't you love it? In Acts, when it says we don't even talk about the ordinary miracles because there's too many of those, we only talk about the extraordinary miracles. Well, for me, I'm still talking about the ordinary miracles. I haven't gotten to the extraordinary miracles yet because the ordinary miracles haven't become so common that I don't think about them. But I firmly believe that in this season, in this time, that we're going to move into the extraordinary miracles. But you're going to have to not be afraid of the supernatural. You're going to have to be willing to embrace it. We've got to be able to open our eyes, open our ears and say, yes, I'll do it. I'll prophesy. Yep, I'll put myself out there. I'll do it. And if I mess up, then God, you'll just have to clean up the mess. Because I'm just doing this because I've got this explosive faith in me because I know this is the time. And that's part of the gift of a prophet is to know the time. And so this is the time, I'm telling you as the prophet, this is the time. This is the time and God's going to make this easy. He's going to make it easy. He always makes easy the methodologies and the technologies that he wants to use to advance his kingdom. And he's got a plan. You can always access all of it, but then there's always portions that are like, there's just supernatural grace on them, and they're explosive. It's just like, whoo, whoo. You know, they've got to, they breathe, they because they are alive. You know, everything that God touches is alive, but there's a breath in them. There's a movement in them. There's a rattle. There's a sound. There's all of this to get our attention in the spirit. And so we can't think, oh, it's not for me. I'm not a whatever. Because everything I read in the Bible says is for the body, not just for a special group of people. And so I need you to do this, and you need me to do this, because we need to stand shoulder to shoulder together and see Detroit changed, see our family change, see our state and our nation changed. Ah, see, I could just jump into next week. I got to clamp it down, you know, because I want to, you know, I want to. It's just such a natural place to go there, but okay. Ephesians 1, 17 through 21. This is the prayer of Paul over the Ephesians. To me, this is the prayer of union, because union is part of what you've got to secure here. It's part of the technology, is you've got to be secure in that you are united with Christ. This is Christ moving in you. He is the vine and you are the branch, and you are just responding to the sap that's coming through. And so that's how I see this prayer. So as I read it, I'm going to be praying it over us, because we're going to go into this realm. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. That's the big part. In order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. The power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. All the supernatural belongs to the Father. And the only way that we can access the supernatural of God is through Jesus Christ in us. Everything else is a cult. So we're the only people who can do this, because only the people who have Christ can do this through him. And so the earth is crying out. The mature sons and daughters are going to rise up and do this. And we're not going to worry about who doesn't do it, because it takes enough attention to do it yourself. At least that's how I feel. Okay, the other big prayer in Ephesians is Ephesians 3, 16 through 19. And this is the love prayer. The other pillar post here in the door. And it says, I pray out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with a power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. You have to have this. If you don't have this, you will not see the door. You just flat out won't see it. What you'll see is circumstances. Circumstances that will either frustrate you, irritate you, overwhelm you. They'll do all kinds of things, but they totally cover up this door. They just totally cover up the door. You have to have the heart of God, the heart of the Father, His heartbeat of love, which we talked about last week, that agape love, which is love as a choice. I can look at the mess in that's going on in our government right now, and I can be have a whole bunch of negative responses to that. But I can also look at it and say, but God. But God has a way where there is no other way. But God has a plan. God has a strategy that cannot be overcome by the wiles of the enemy. God has a way of uncovering and repurposing that is so beyond my thinking. And so I have to get into the lens of love that God says there is hope. There is hope. You will not see this door if you're not in love. And so sometimes I have to just tell myself, I have a choice. And I'm going to look through the eyes of the Father. And the Father has some way to redeem this because He's the ultimate redeemer. And some things seem so messed up and impossible. And it's not just our government. Sometimes it's in my family. You know, some things are just so messed up and seem so impossible. It's like, no way. But you know, that's not uttering anything that's prophetic, because God says there is a way. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And that's always, always, always true. And He's the ultimate redeemer. So I think that I probably made my point. So we're going to get to that's all the scriptures I'm going to share. I'm going to move this so I don't step on it and crack it, because I will. We're going to move into the activation, and we are going to do communion before we do the activation, because I really feel like we are breaking through. Like I said, I'm guessing that God has having other people do this, but I don't know them, and I don't know where they're doing it, or I'd have been listening to their stuff and getting tips, I'll just be honest. And so we are breaking through into new territory. So this is sacred, and it is holy. And so I want us to just enter this place of the activation through communion. Will you help me again, Maya? You're just sitting in the right seat for me to hand this to you. And so just take it, and we're just going to get right to it. So when you get it, just go ahead and open up and get your wafer out, because we are just going to do this in a sacred way. I want to do this with the fear of the Lord. You know, this is not, there's nothing about this that is ordinary or familiar. But it's incredibly honoring that God would give us access and open to a door, and even say corporately what the door would be and the realm would be. This realm would be victory, and we could go in and we could see it. We could experience it. And it's a supernatural realm. It's a realm that's in the invisible realm. You can see the outworkings of it in the natural realm. But the source and the weaponry and those kind of things that are in the victory realm are in the supernatural realm, and they're invisible to the natural eye. So this is something, I'm good. This is something that you got one? Okay. That we're going to do in a very honoring way. So I'm going to put the microphone down just for a second, so I can open my little wafer. Father, we just still our hearts. We fix our eyes on You, Jesus. You are amazing. We honor You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord, that your body was broken for us, that we could even come into a place called the supernatural of God. So we honor you and we thank you. And as we take this bread that represents the body of Jesus that was broken for us, that gives us access, this is the access. We are humbled and we are honored. And we take and we eat. And then just open your cup. And as we take this cup, we remember that the blood of Jesus was spilled for us so that we could have eternal life, so we could be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. There's power in the blood. There's a testimony in the blood. Thank you for the blood. Okay, so are you ready to do something really wild? You got your explosive faith at hand, stirred up? Okay, I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here just to continue to increase our faith. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing." God wants us to have this access. This is biblical. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. This is the supernatural is in the heavenly realms. So this is an access into the heavenly realms. But God clearly says we're to have this. So this is just in case you have any thinking that says, is this okay? God says, I've given this to you, every spiritual blessing. He's given us the supernatural realm, the whole supernatural realm. But tonight we're just going to go into the victory realm, which is just an aspect. In Romans 6, 9 through 11, it says, "For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourself, I count myself, dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." Hebrews 2:14, "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity," meaning Jesus, "so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death, that is the devil." We know that scripture goes on to say that Jesus came to defeat the devil. And it tells us in Colossians 2:15 that the devil was disarmed of his powers and principalities, that he was publicly humiliated. Where? Not in the natural realm, in the supernatural realm. And so I'm just building this place. I'm building our faith because we're going to go through this door. Every door that you go through, before John went through this door in Revelations 4:1, he heard a voice behind him speaking, so there was a sound that said, "Come." There was a frequency. It was the frequency of heaven. And so I'm just going to ask you to stand up. We're not partnering up for this one. So just stand up, because there is a sound of victory. It's actually a pretty easy sound, because they, you know, we've all seen movies where, you know, Braveheart or somebody somewhere in some great battle, especially if they were the underdogs, they released a sound, a frequency to access the victory realm. I'm not kidding. I'm not being dramatic. I'm being real. So there is a frequency or a sound in us already, because Christ is in us, that is the sound of victory. So I just want you to turn in and don't even look to me, just listen. And just look to hear the Holy Spirit tell you where to put your hand. And you're going to put your hand, you're asking the Holy Spirit to put your hand in the place where the sound of frequency is on the inside of you. And we all don't have to have the same place, and you can't make a mistake. It's what you sense. And if you don't have a strong sensing, just make a choice, because this is an activation. So I'm just thanking you, Holy Spirit, that there is a frequency of victory inside of us. That just like we've seen portrayed in the movies, or even how we've seen portrayed in biblical stories, that there's a sound that goes out first before the victory realm is apprehended. And that sound already resides in us because Christ is in us. And so by our faith in Jesus Christ, we just identify that spot where the sound comes from. And then I want you, with your brave heart, just keep your eyes closed, keep focused on the Holy Spirit, but in your brave heart, I want you to release the sound of victory with your breath. By faith now, that open door, just take a step forward. I know you're in the seat, so just a half an inch. But it's a step of faith that you are opening through, or you're stepping through the open door, and you've now entered into the victory realm. So I pray, Holy Spirit, we've already prayed the prayers in Ephesians 1 that you would open our eyes to see by the Spirit, to see in this realm. Open our eyes, open our ears, open our senses in the Spirit so we can experience some dimension, some touch, some smell, some feel, some something in this realm of victory. I'm just going to share what I see. I see a big white pillar that seems like it should be the middle of the room or the middle of the realm, and it's really big and it's super white, like it's a brilliant white that is glowing. And it seems like, in my spirit, it seems like that pillar is there. And what it is the strength that comes in victory. And it appears to me, in my spirit, from what I can see at this place, that it's a never-ending, can't-be-exhausted light where strength comes from in victory, and it never runs out. It's always replenished again and again and again. So it's always there. It's always there. It's always there. And if you have something that you see or hear or smell, I don't care how little it is. I don't care how much faith. Once again, this is an activation. This is practice. It's just to come into this place. Raise your hand and I'm going to bring the microphone to you to share something.
I stepped into this room, and when I got into the room, everywhere around from my past, present, and future were problems. And I saw Jesus walk in the room with me, and he stamped like his blood on each problem. Wow.
Okay, since I'm on this side, who else can share?
What was the question?
Did you see anything? Or hear anything, or just even sense anything in the spirit?
No.
Okay, that's all right. I'm just looking for people right now. Amanda?
I saw my inheritance, or like one picture of what how he depicted it, and I guess it was, he said this one thing he has for me that's been occupying my mind lately, is just a diamond, and like all cut and sparkly, but he showed me a picture of a treasure trove of just diamonds, like there's nothing else in it. And he said that, like, that's a depth he has for me, and that he's going to continue showing me what it means to have inheritance, because it's not just like natural things like that we think of, like jewels or clothes or anything. It's much more than, it's almost like I can't picture it in my natural mind.
Okay.
I saw it was a desert, so I think the desert represented vastness, but it was golden, and then the sun was golden, and the sand was golden, and it was bright, but it wasn't bright like you would say sunlight bright. It was more of a gold hue bright. So, I mean, everything was literally gold.
That's good. Josie?
Yeah, I saw for myself that the Lord, it was almost like a transformer, that the Lord was taking this, it almost seemed like a car part off of me, but it was metal off of me, expanding me this way. And he said, I am expanding you. And I says, Lord, but I feel so exposed, you know, because he was, taking this armor and opening it up. And he says, don't worry, I gotcha.
That's good. I'm hurrying. Michelle.
I saw a lion, and it roared at me, and to me it spoke that I keep asking the Lord, where is the lion's roar? Where is it in your people? Where? And it's just, to me, just spoke that he's given us that lion's roar, that courage that we need to continue.
Good.
I saw some giant wire cutters, so I had to ask the Lord. He said a situation I've been praying about for someone, they were told by a counselor, I think this is legitimate, that a trauma early in life has caused wrong wiring in their brain, and that needs to change. And I thought, the victory is he's got the wire cutters just to cut that wiring.
I was sensing that the Spirit was kind of speaking to my heart that victory has always been there. Mm-hmm. That there's in a certain place, victory has always been there, but you've been looking, but it's already been there. But now you come to the place where you know where to go. You've reached that portal where this is where victory comes, because the frequency comes out when you begin to speak from this place. When you come to this place and you begin to speak, then that frequency will begin to resound and will cause things to be consumed, the things that have been blocking you, the things that have been hindering you. But it only comes in this place. So you have to make yourself used to being in this place.
Capture those words. Because that was teaching. That was revelation. Because it is true. This has always been here. We just didn't know where it was, or maybe only a few knew where it was. But the Father is saying it's time for his body, his ecclesia, to know where it is and be familiar with it, because it's going to be used a lot. Did you have something to share?
I went through the door, and I saw at first just a glow, side to side and up and down, and then I realized that I was laying there face up, and the light was scanning me, and I asked if it was, and it was only my spirit, and I asked if it was showing up things that were wrong, and he said, no, I'm getting bigger in the spirit.
I saw a white picket fence, and Jesus was standing inside the white picket fence. And to me, I guess he knows that a white picket fence always meant safety, an area where you were safe. And he closed the gate behind me and said, I am here. Always feel safe in me.
That's good. Did you have anything you want to share?
That was really weird.
It's okay. Just share. Okay, so when I walked through the door,
everything was really bright. And I saw this sepulcher, is that how you pronounce it? Coffin. And it was white, and it had rays coming up from it. And I was on the floor with a person doing CPR. It's crazy. And, you know, all of a sudden, I just saw light, and everything got really bright. And that basically was it. And I'm still okay. Trying to figure it out.
Okay. Well, thank you so many for sharing. And it's okay if you didn't share. What I wanted to show was we're all going to see something different. I mean, sometimes it might be the same, but it's okay because God's going to show you what he wants you to see. And so your confirmation is going to come from the Lord, not that everybody said the same thing. Now, I'm only going to go to a couple of people this time just because of time. I don't have time to go around the whole room. But I want you to think about what you saw. Now, how can you let, because this is the supernatural realm where God doesn't want us to just see it. He wants us to use it. And so how would you take hold of what you saw and use it? For me, I saw a pillar, which the Lord called strength. For me, I know that every time that I feel like I can't do this, I can go in there and I can get more strength. That's part of victory. I also know that I can go get it and I can talk to somebody else and I can apprehend it and I can hand them strength through the verbiage the Holy Spirit gives me to speak a word of encouragement that would release strength. And so that's how I would describe how I could apply what I saw. So if you have an application, just raise up your hand, and I'm only going to do two or three just because of time. Okay.
My application is it's always been the same for me, the healer.
Okay. This is good. I haven't hit my 10,000 yet, so.
I could have come up closer. The sand, the sun, and the hue or the glow. So each one, the sand is endless. So in the victory, there's an access that's endless. So being in this place of victory, it doesn't matter if I'm focused on the sand, it's endless. So the victory is there. The sun is endless. So the hue from the sun is gold, and the victory is endless there. And then no matter if I'm focused on, I won't say nothing, but if I'm not looking at the sand or at the sun, just the glow or the hue of the gold is in the atmosphere. So no matter where we are in the place of victory, it's endless.
That's good. Did you have your hand up, Arlene? I thought I saw that.
I didn't share what I saw earlier, but I saw a light. It's a tiny, tiny light, and it starts spreading, and it went all over the world. And that light, as it's spreading out, it's grabbing all the strongholds, and it's grabbing on the strongholds. And when the light took all the strongholds, all of the strongholds, it changed the lights. It becomes different lights, and they start dancing. So my application is, I know that light is in me, so wherever I go, I can go grab those strongholds. And that's going to be the victory in me, and that's where I'm going to celebrate because I'm taking all those strongholds from the light in me.
Good, that's good. That's really, really good. Okay, if you're tired, you can sit down for this next little part, and we're just almost to the end. But did you get a taste? Did you get a little sniff, you know, or a little feel that you know, that there is a victory realm, as Mike shared, it's always been there, but we haven't always thought about it. And so sometimes we felt defeated because that just wasn't something that was prominent in our thinking. Now, what the Holy Spirit wants is for us to have this prominent. He wants us to have these certain supernatural realms prominent in our thinking, knowing that they're there. They're not in the natural, they're in the supernatural, but we can go in there. And he'll show us what we need. He'll give us what we need. And so I want to invite all of you, this isn't like homework, I just want to invite you that in the next couple of weeks that you take time to go back in and you take time to ask the Holy Spirit to just show you whatever he wants to show you about this room. In the victory room, there's all kinds of weaponry, all kinds, wire cutters, you know, lights, colors. That, you know, there's all kinds of dimensions of tools or weaponry that you can use. You can use to enforce or to bring about the victory that has already been won. You have to remember that Jesus has already defeated the devil. He's already defeated the devil, and it tells us in Romans 16 that the God of peace crushes Satan underneath our feet. And so part of being in peace, which means you're not, you know, in turmoil if you're in peace, and you're not in fear, but you know what you're doing. You know, it's like David, when he went up after Goliath, he was not, he never even considered that he would lose. He said, "Who are you, you uncircumcised Philistine, to come against the living God? You know, who are you?" And Goliath thought he was a fool. That's who Goliath thought David was, a little kid with a rock. Come on. But Goliath died. And so the weapons will not always make sense. But the reason David did what he did was because he was already familiar with the victory realm. And he tells you that because he rehearses to himself, "I've already killed the lion. I've already killed the bear." So God is inviting us. He's opened the door and he's inviting us to go in and become very familiar with the victory realm. Use the weaponry, use whatever that he has there for you to use so that change comes. There's going to be a lot of change this year, a lot of change. And like I said, that's next week. It's next week. We're going to get into the prophetic part of this, the other side, because that kind of goes hand in hand. So tonight I just focused on the supernatural part. But go in, just go in and meditate on it, think on it. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you different Bible stories. You know, there's the one about Jehoshaphat. Besides David, there's the one when David's being chased. I love this one. When David is being chased by Saul, who's trying to kill him, and they're up on a mountain, and David is hemmed in on every side, and God puts a thick fog out there, and David walks away. So there was fog in the weaponry room, in the victory room, you know? I mean, that's God. And so don't get weirded out. Don't get weirded out. We are supernatural beings. Our home is in heaven. We're seated in the heavenly places. Physically, we are here in the earth, but also God can take you, and we'll probably visit this place our fourth week of this class, about being transported. I mean, it's in the Bible. That's part of the supernatural. And so you may not come back just even hearing that. I don't know. But you're wherever it is that you need stretched, because there's something in you saying, you know, go read the story and ask the Holy Spirit to revelate it to you, to open the eyes of your heart so that you can take hold of the technologies in the supernatural that God is releasing now to his body for great exploits. Because that's what it's all about. It's about the great exploits. And if God says, "I'm going to use the supernatural to do it," then he's got to train us a little bit. And he's got to get us over the hump of, "That's weird. I'm doing what?" You know, and it's okay to be like that in the beginning, but you got to go further than that. You got to go in there. And like I said, no matter where you're at, God's going to stretch you into the new place. So for some people, it's an intro. Some people are well-versed, but you know what? There's more. There's deeper places. There's higher places, and God's going to take us. He's going to challenge each one of us wherever we're at. And so I hope this worked for you tonight, because like I said, I didn't get to get a lot of people to listen to go where I felt like the Lord was saying to go. So thank you for just listening to my insecurities too, because I am, so I'm just confessing them. This is like way out there for me to like teach you this. I mean, talking to myself about it's fine, but talking to all of you, that's a whole nother place. So before we go, we're going to pray over Gwen, who is going to Las Vegas. She's going to a conference, a revival conference, and we know that revival has been prophesied. Revival is happening in some places, like big. We know, I don't know if you've heard of Sean Foyt, or however you say his last name, but, you know, he's been one who has carried revival fires, and so Gwen is going there to catch the fire, get the fire, bring the fire back, burn, 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 and she's already on fire, but you guess what? There's also more fire. And so we want to pray over Gwen, so come on up here, Gwen, because you are somebody who shares. So we know when you come back, you're going to let it out, and we want to be able to receive what God has for us here at Harvest that you will get. So, Father, we just thank you for Gwen, Lord God. We thank you that your hand is on her, that you're ordering her steps. We thank you, Lord God, there's a hunger down in her spirit, man, Lord, that is on fire, and that it's saying more, more, more of you, and that there's no artificial boundaries, that the artificial boundaries have been kicked out. So we send Gwen, Lord God, with her open heart, with her hungry heart, to receive that you are bringing her there to get. We declare that she will receive the fullness of all that you have for her, and that she will not only receive it, Lord God, but it'll be in her bones, Lord. It'll be like a fire in her bones, Lord, that she will not be able to contain, and it will come out, Lord God, that it'll infect us here at Harvest, that it'll infect the city of Detroit, Lord, that there's an impartation that she'll receive and she will bring back. And Lord, we as her brothers and sisters in Christ will be eager to receive all that you have for us through this revival fire that you are putting her in. So we say, burn, Gwenny, burn, in Jesus' name. We love the fire that's in you, but, you know, we're all for more. This is a time of more. So, Apostle Bob, come and give us something apostolic. Come and say something. Come and say something and close this out. Oh, now I can't remember who it was. Somebody received a healing when you prophesied last week. No, a deliverance. A deliverance. Yes. Yes. So I got the report. So do your apostolic thing.
Let's stand. Lift your hands. Father, we thank you for fire in our bones. We received the fire. Fire! Come, Holy Ghost, now. Come, former and latter rain. We receive the fullness of the glory of God. Now. Receive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. More glory. Amen. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. Glory. Amen, amen. It's good seeing Vince. I know he didn't stay here tonight, but that's a miracle in process. And Steve was telling us that he took up his guitar for the first time in a few months now and was able to play for about half an hour. So strength to Vince and to Joe and Perry, all of the guitarists, and Ron picked up his and was playing with Amy a little bit as bass. So we're saying they're coming back in Jesus' name. Amen.
More!
Amen.
More!
Okay, so go into the victory realm. It's a supernatural realm familiarize yourself. Let the Lord show you what he wants you to see and use it. Don't just see it, but use it. Use it. And there's so many realms of glory, but this is how we're going from glory to glory. There's a lot of realms. This was an easy realm. But God always starts with the easy places. So it's easy to step into the realm of victory and to stay in that realm. So anyway, God bless you. Be victorious. Love you. And we'll see you next Wednesday.